USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is recommending that 18 states roll back reopening measures because of surging cases of COVID-19, but that appears in an unpublished report. The Center for Public Integrity obtained the report dated July 14th, just a few days ago. It's not clear why the task force did not release it. During what felt like a bit of a campaign-style event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on business and industry nationwide.
For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Republican-turned-independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he will not be running for re-election and won't be seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking. And he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The NFL calling sexual misconduct allegations against the Washington NFL franchise serious, saying it may take action, releasing a statement after the Washington Post detailed harassment claims by at least five people inside the organization. The league is encouraging all parties to cooperate and will wait for the investigation to be completed. A game show host with an update on his health.
Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st.
Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019.
USA Radio's John Hunt there, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible. Elvis Week will still happen this year in Memphis, but it's been modified because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
This rendition of the song by Elvis was performed at one of his final appearances before his death in 1977. This year, Graceland officials say they're eliminating any potential high-risk activity, including live performances, group parties, autograph signings, and the like. Attendance will be limited for the remaining events, including the candlelight vigil, because of the need for social distancing. Elvis Week still scheduled for August 8th through the 16th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.